This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Just over 70% of Coloradans 70 and above have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Governor Jared Polis said that we hit that milestone on February 28th. Polis said that there are still some in that age range that are still waiting for the inoculation.
I hope there's more folks out there 70 and up that are willing to roll up their arms and get the vaccine, folks that might have been sitting on the sidelines. You are still a priority. You are still prioritized. When we can find people 70 and up who haven't had the opportunity to have the vaccine, we want to make sure you have that opportunity this week, as soon as possible, tomorrow, the next day.
Now, as we hit our state goal of 70% here in El Paso County, things just a little bit different. As of February 18th, we had vaccinated 50% of those 70 and older, and as of March 1st, that number only grew to 56%. Leaders in the town of Monument are seeing what's happening in other portions of the country and asking why Colorado isn't lifting restrictions. The town board of trustees recently passed a resolution calling for mask and gathering rules to be rolled back. A.B. Tellez, owner of Rosie's Diner in Monument, frustrated with what he's calling the state's moving goalposts.
We do need to move forward. We can't stay at a standstill like this. We can't live in fear. We can follow Texas and get open. And I'm not saying by tomorrow.
He says on average about 30 customers a week refuse to comply with mask requirements. He also sees the problem worsening as many of his customers are seeing other states move back to normal.
While it doesn't happen often, health officials here in Colorado say hundreds of people have been reinfected with the coronavirus after having it once. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Yvonne Maldonado says the question of how long immunity lasts has been something experts have been trying to answer since the beginning of the pandemic, and it was known early that it is possible for people to be infected twice.
There were early reports that you could be infected as early as 3 months after your first infection. So I guess this is going to be happening more and more often now.
The number of families on food stamps continues to soar in El Paso County. Karen Logan with El Paso County DHS says that the need is tied to COVID case counts, which are still higher now than they were at the end of summer.
The COVID dial goes from green to yellow to orange and so on. Every time it moves, it impacts the benefits and people that are applying, right? Because if it goes higher and there's more restrictions, less people are able to go to work.
To qualify for food help, El Paso County families must be living at 130% below the poverty line, depending on their situation. For information on how to apply, head over to KRDO.com.
KRDO News Time is 8:03. A neighbor took the stand yesterday in the Dante Lucas murder trial, telling the jury about how Lucas's mom tried to attack members of a search party as they tried to hang posters alerting the community to Kelsey Schelling's disappearance. Dante Lucas not involved in that altercation. Also, during yesterday's testimony, both a former FBI agent and soil expert testified on search results from Lucas's backyard. They say there are no unusual signs of digging, and search dogs were not able to locate anything unusual either. Lucas, charged with first-degree murder in the February 2013 disappearance of Kelsey Schelling, who was 8 weeks pregnant at the time she vanished. Her body has yet to be found.
A trio of suspected armed robberies is under investigation in Colorado Springs, although there's no indication they're connected. The first was at an Ent Credit Union on Jet Wing Circle yesterday afternoon. The robber demanded cash and threatened to shoot people, though no gun was seen. Then around 1:30 this morning, a man robbed a convenience store clerk at gunpoint on South Academy near Airport Road. Just 25 minutes later, a convenience store on Drennan Road near Hancock Expressway was robbed by a gunman. In all three cases, the robber got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. Colorado Springs police are investigating.
We're continuing to learn more about 46-year-old Joe Longshore, the Colorado Springs foster parent, accused of sexually abusing at least one of the children he cared for. Turns out he got out of jail in December by agreeing that he would go to court when scheduled. That's an unusual occurrence because most people charged with this alleged crime have to pay at least $10,000 cash bond. We also found a 2019 interview here on KRDO News Radio where the Longshore family learned about how they became foster parents in 2018, taking in 2 adopted sons and 4 foster sons. At that time, the foster children aged from 1 to 12 years old.
The investigation's continuing following a murder-suicide that left 2 people dead and 1 injured at a location in the Payton area. El Paso County deputies say they got the dispatch call just after 6 last night. 2 people were found dead at the property on North Curtis Road, just south of the Meadow Lake Airport. Another was transported to a nearby hospital with injuries. All 3 are adults. The sheriff's office says they are investigating this as a domestic violence incident.
Another gorgeous afternoon, plenty of sunshine with increasing clouds tonight. Look for highs today in the low 60s around Colorado Springs, 68 in Pueblo. Mostly cloudy overnight with a chance for mountain snow and rain showers for your Thursday morning commute. Cooler temperatures on Thursday afternoon, 45 Colorado Springs and 51 in Pueblo. And there is a chance for some snow late Thursday night, overnight into Friday morning. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.